Welcome to Room 33. I am Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Okay, imagine you're a powerful person or institution that wants to stop change. What group of people might you target with intimidation, threats, or even violence? Journalists. Here's a simple formula for corruption. Secrecy enables unaccountability, which in turn creates a license to steal. That's why some powerful forces are so afraid of a free press. Unfortunately, voices which aim to expose how power operates are being silenced in too many places around the world today. These include Russia and Egypt. Now, recently, a journalist was killed in Dagestan, a republic in the North Caucasus area of Russia. His name was Kamrzad Kamilov. Kamilov founded Chernovak, a weekly newspaper. The newspaper covered topics such as Islamic radicalism, the abuse of human rights, and government corruption. Kamilov was shot 14 times on December 15th. He had been on a list that named people for death since 2009. What did he do to make powerful people angry? Among other things, he openly talked about corruption. In a recent television interview, he said, quote, "Dagestan is sinking into idleness, into misguided scattering of federal money," end quote. 20 journalists have been killed in Russia since 2000, four of them in Dagestan. None of the cases have been solved. When you turn on the internet, you can see what is happening in Egypt. Even with the elections occurring, the uprising which started earlier this year has not ended. The ruling Egyptian military council has cracked down on protesters recently. The results over the last 4 days, 10 are dead and over 800 are wounded. The images on the internet are shocking. Protesters are kicked and clubbed. A woman was dragged, stripped so that she was half naked, and soldiers stomped on her. The Egyptian military has, get this, partially blamed the media for the situation. But with today's technology, it's harder for repressive acts to be hidden. As the editor of Tahrir newspaper, Abraham Issa, recently wrote, quote, "All of Egypt watched the soldiers hitting, attacking, urinating on, and shooting protesters. When the council clings to this lying nonsense, it means that either it considers us idiots, or it considers itself a council of scarecrows who know nothing about what is happening in the country," end quote. The situation in Egypt is complicated and very dangerous, but trying to muzzle the media is no way to build trust for the future. Russia does need more violence against the press. It's difficult for democracy to develop with fear. Change needs light. Let's hope that brave journalists continue to push towards the light. Thanks for joining me. Be sure to subscribe to my RSS feed. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.